If you don't mind, it is 2:00 and we can begin today's meeting. With this from the board, we have President Anthony, Cheryl, and Russ. And on the phone, we have Carlos. That's our full board. Scott Cochran and Ben Quesada are here. You do have an opening. We can take that up later in the meeting and move on to the public hearing portion, or excuse me, the minutes from July 28th are in your packet. If those are okay, a motion is appreciated. Thank you.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. I need a motion to open the public hearing that we're advertised for today.
I'll make a motion to open our public meeting.
Thank you.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
At this time, we would begin the public comment portion of today's meeting. I'm keeping an eye on who's on the phone. We have one resident or one person on the phone in addition to our board member Carlos. Lou, if you can hear me and you have anything to comment in the public hearing portion of today's meeting, I'll look to see if you.
Hello.
Hi, Carlos.
Hey, good afternoon. This is Lou Mendez.
Hey, Lou. Are you a resident? Do we know?
Yes.
Okay. If you have anything to say under the public hearing portion of the today's budget, this would be the time. Do you have any comments you want to make? Not hearing any. Basically, as an overview, you all remember the process from in the spring. It was clear that the district had a laundry of maintenance items listed that were not funded. You chose to fund them.
I'm going to try to move over to my computer. I'm on my phone right now.
Okay.
So I'm going to go ahead and mute for a second.
Okay.
Okay.
Do you know who Lou Mendez is?
No.
Are you back, Lou? He says he's going to log into his computer.
Is Carlos on the phone?
Yeah, Carlos is here.
Got it.
So basically, for our purpose of our discussion, you're well aware of the reasons the budget is proposed to increase, and you selected the items and the amount that it would be increased. I have nothing to add to the budget. I feel, and staff recommends, that these items are required. Given the service requirements of the community and your obligation, your fiduciary obligation as a board.
Hold on a second.
He's back.
Carlos is saying something. They can't hear me. They can't hear you.
All right. Are you back? How about now, Carlos? Can you hear me? Wi-Fi's on. Everything looks good. Waterstone 2 is the best one.
It says the organizer is experiencing technical difficulties. Unless the organizer rejoins, the meeting will end in 60 minutes.
Oh, 60 minutes.
And you still can't hear anything.
All right, I'll log out and come back in.
He's going to log out and come back in.
Oh, you have it?
That's the problem, because it keeps saying it's on their side.
Hello? How about now? Can you guys
hear me?
Okay, great. So back to the public.
Yeah,
Thank you. Yeah, it happens from time to time. Back to the public comment. Are there any members of the public that have any comments to make regarding the budget? Hearing none, it's appropriate for the board to close the public comment portion on this part of the agenda and move on to resolution 2107. And 2107 is the assessment level and the accompanying budget. The budget itself, of course, can be altered throughout the year should you have a shift in priority or a change in service level that you need, you know, throughout the year. Staff recommends approval by motion, resolution 2107. From Cheryl, is there a second?
Carlos, a second.
Thank you, Carlos. All in favor?
Aye.
Resolution 2108 is the collection of those funds. Historically, you've used this non ad valorem approach. It is the best and only method of collecting through the tax system. I recommend approval by motion.
I'll make a motion to accept 2108.
From Cheryl, is there a second?
A second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Congratulations. Motion to close the public hearing for the adoption of the budget.
I'll make a motion to
close.
Close the hearing.
Second?
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Very well. That brings us to staff reports. Mr. Attorney.
I don't have anything specific to report today, unless there's any questions.
Okay, thank you. Nothing was presented to be discussed by our engineer under...
He can't hear us again.
Yeah, it's giving me a signal problem. Let's try one more time. Yeah, the internet must be dropping me.
I'm not having any issues on my end. I think somebody, it doesn't like your phone.
You're recording that, right?
Yeah, we're all
for
recording.
Your phone?
Yeah. How now?
We can hear you now.
Okay. We're under attorney's report. He said he had nothing to bring for us today. Moving to manager's report, it's appropriate every year. It's required each year that we publish the entire expected meeting schedule for the year. Whether those meetings are held or canceled is secondary, and you're allowed to move or change this at any time. But the state does ask us to give a set meeting schedule in advance. This is reflected in your packet. A motion to approve would be appreciated.
Motion to approve from, the meeting schedule.
From Cheryl, is there a second?
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
The annual ethics forms have been filed by everybody, I believe. Double check. Chance to look it up. Is everybody in here? Yeah, Carlos, it's still showing yours. Did you take care of it? Carlos?
He says it's in and out.
Yeah, can you ask him about his Form 1?
Yeah.
Are you on the dial-up? You want to try it with your phone?
Sure.
And I can just mute mine. Hey, Carlos.
Yep.
Did you? Yeah, I can hear you fine. The Form 1, have you filed that?
I just got mine in the mail the other day.
Oh, wow.
It came because it went to the mailman put it in my neighbor walked it over to me and gave it to me.
Okay.
So I just got it, so I'm going to send it in because I just got another thing in the mail about saying I need to get it and put it in one. So
I would scan it and send it by email. And put a note that it was never delivered and that you're just getting it, you know, something an explanation.
Yep. Yeah, I'll get that done today.
All right,
hey,
thank
Paul,
you.
Paul, can you when you get done, can you check me the email again? I need to send that again.
Yeah, I can do that.
Thanks, Paul.
I'm trying to mute mine. Okay, moving on to manager's report, field manager's report. Ben, you got a couple things for us today?
Yes. So your entrance was, a couple things. We're going back to the hedge. The hedge was finally trimmed. They did a really good job on that. I believe I'm waiting on a status update on your lights.
The microphone's
which is, it's all good. They also just redid the plants at the entrance of the community. As you can see, it's looking really nice. They added mulch. They're said give them a few more days to finish everything because they're going through all the areas, but they want to take care of your entrance first.
Just see, they're doing that today.
Yeah, it's going to take a little while. What else? We added some signage to your gates for no trespassing to help with some of those issues and no smoking. And we are currently working on replacing those fans. I know the center fan is in really bad shape, so just bear with us. We're looking for something economical. Should have something for you guys very soon. Security staff says things have gotten a lot better, a lot quieter. You know, they've been adjusting the hours as needed. Still working weekends. Everything's going smoothly on that end. And moving over to the Christmas tree, I actually just got an email from Brightview yesterday, so we'll be putting this in the meeting folder, but based on what they're telling me, you saw the second email from them, let me just read to you exactly what I was told from Brightview. I want you to hear from them.
Hey Ben, this is Lou. Before you jump to that, I just want to mention something to the light regarding the lights. When you're saying lights, I'm assuming you're talking about the street lights. Am I correct or not?
No, we're talking about the lights on the perimeter wall at the front of the community.
Okay.
Where the hedge was trimmed. All right, give me 1 second.
While you're looking at that, could I go back to the security for a moment?
Sure, sure.
His hours on Friday, is he 12 to 8, or is it supposed to be 3 to 11? Because I thought one day when I stopped by, he said he was 12 to 8 on Friday. On the weekends, he was 3 to 11.
Correct. So part of the issue we've been addressing is, you know, some people are getting wise as to when the security guard was leaving and trying to sneak back in. We actually have somebody we're trying to work on it internally that was trying to saying that their key fob wasn't working, but they're coming after 8 o'clock, so it's locking them out. That's why it wasn't working. So there was people that were just basically trying to come there and have some drinks after hours, that type of deal. So we had them adjust as needed, and it stopped that from happening. So that's why you saw them there staying a little bit later on Saturday and Sunday.
No, that's fine with me. I think that's a good idea, but on Friday, he's only 12 to 8.
Okay, let me talk to them and find out. I think now we're going back to just Saturdays and Sundays, am I correct, now that the summer's over? Is that the direction that the board gave us through the summer, Friday through Sunday? When we got over the summer, it was Saturday and Sunday?
That makes sense.
Yeah. Okay.
That sounds good.
Yeah, if we did it for a bad one, might as well do it for a good one.
Right. And give me 1 second because I want to read to you what they're recommending. Okay, so this is from Damian De La Vega. He's the branch manager at Brightview. Says that the holly and the blueberry come out to the same price. He quoted a 12-foot tree overall, which will have a nice thick canopy compared to anything smaller. Price is well under $1,000, so he didn't give a second option for a smaller tree because we were talking about sizes. I told him about something big that's going to make an impact, but not something too big where an HOA or somebody that's going to go out there and decorate it, correct? Can't reach, you know, without falling over. So that's what they're referring. He's basically saying what you're seeing in the photo that I just provided. Cheryl has the photo of it. I don't want to go too crazy with the paper. It's a Dahoon holly. He says, keep in mind the root ball will be in the ground, so it won't be that tall versus the man in the photo. He's just trying to do it for scale. He says, I think this will be the best option. Let me know if you have any questions. So what they did is they did research, and they're basically telling me between the two, a Japanese blueberry is going to have some issues when there's too much water, but in the winter, it's going to look nice. The Dahoon holly, for the most part, is more equipped as a native tree to be able to handle more moisture. So I don't know how flooded it gets over there. I don't live there, but you guys can probably attest to it. If it's a heavy rainstorm, it gets pretty flooded in that area. Then I would lean towards the Dahoon holly based on that information. And that's the photo you see with the gentleman standing there. I'm sure we could talk to our landscape maintenance company and have them trim it so that it maintains the cone shape appearance. And it's a pretty large tree. That's the good news about it. So it's a 45-gallon. That when it's that big, it'll make an impact.
Mm-hmm. You want to try it out?
Yeah.
All right. How much is it?
$685.
Okay. Motion to authorize.
I'll make a motion to authorize the holly tree.
Second?
My second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Very well. Anything else under manager's report?
Aye.
No. Thank you, Carlos. How did you?
Oh, yes. You talked about electricity, you know, around the pool area. Did you know if it had anything that you could put lights there or no? Or
yes, I'm kind of waiting to see. Let's coordinate, though, because I want to kind of mark the location before they plant the tree.
Okay.
Let's coordinate, and then I'm going to meet with one of my electricians.
Okay.
And I'll get back to you guys. I'm sure if it'll be within our discretion. If not, we'll bring it back to the board.
Okay, sounds good.
Yep.
You're just going to bury some conduit and bring a post up, right?
Correct, probably. Perfect. High enough where the flood, you know, that's what I got to...
Put the tree in first?
That's what I'm saying.
Just in case.
Yes, yes. So.
Agreed.
Hey,
any other questions for field manager? Go ahead, Carlos.
No, I just had a question because I know this came up from some residents about the trees in common areas that I guess they're sticking out in roads and this and that. Not people's smells, but I guess there's some that are in common areas. Is that something that is handled by this group, group, or is that...
Yeah, if you remember our map, there those end caps and there's a couple buffer parcels that have trees on it. The district is responsible for those. So if you identify them, we can maintain them.
Yeah, because there was, I guess, some concerns online of people saying that they're hitting their trees on there. And, you know, a couple people came back and said, well, people are responsible for their swells. And they said, no, they're in common areas, not in people's swells. So I don't know if we need to take a look on. I'm out of town right now, but when I get back in town, I can take a look.
Well, yeah, and anytime a resident does that, I mean, it would be helpful if they can just give them our email. We always ask for photos just to start so we can better identify what it is that they're looking at, and then I'd be happy to go take a trip over there and see what we can do.
Okay, cool. I'll do that. I'll do it myself and just send photos because I don't like communicating them. Online for because it's just
I got you.
Understood. So I'd rather just do it myself and then send a message.
When do you come home?
Russ is asking when you're coming home.
I come home Friday and leave Sunday again.
Sounds like a nice weekend.
Yeah.
Next item are your financial reports, check around balance sheet and income statement. If those are okay, a motion would be appreciated. Why that microphone works like that? We're 1 second.
Yeah, fine.
Yeah, but it picks me up or you up, and everything's turned off on my phone.
Hey, can you guys hear me?
I was talking to him about the audio.
Yeah, we can hear you, Carlos.
We need a motion for the financials.
Hold on. No, that's not me.
Oh, Lewis, go ahead, Lewis.
So I just want to let you guys know I did do a drive-by around the community, and right now the trees are overgrown. We have 33 streetlights that are covered by the trees. But I'll be more than happy to go out and start taking pictures. But, you know, this morning I counted 33 lights that are being obstructed by the trees.
Okay, so the lights themselves are under a lighting district managed by the county. And the land where a tree is... where the district owns it is actually fairly limited. It's only a few parcels throughout the community. The remainder, the majority of the trees are actually on the residential property, and the residents are charged with maintaining anything to the street edge, so the swale and the tree that's in it. And so that's, you have sort of a mixed bag in your community in terms of...
Yeah, and Lou, this is Carlos, by the way, and I'll tell you, I'm sure my tree is one of the ones I try to cut it a little bit, but I actually put in... It's the residents need to put in to the city, but I'll tell you, I put in to the city probably 3 months ago and they never came out and did anything.
You mean the county?
311.
Or the county, I'm sorry, yeah. To the county. I put into the county, you know, that says, hey, the trees are struck in the light, and then no one ever came. But then when I went onto the thing, it said it was closed out. So maybe they said they came and did something, but that's probably what, it's happening. But it is the resident that needs to go into the county, the 311 site. It shows it on there. You can put that it's obstructing the light, and they're supposed to come out and cut it for them. But like I said, when I did it, they closed out my thing, but I never saw it got cut. So.
So the individual resident needs to call and open that.
Yeah.
The community can open it.
311.
No,
go to the 311 app, and there's actually on the app, there's a thing that says that you can put that your street light is being obstructed by the tree, and that they're supposed to come out and trim the tree. So that's not a CED responsibility. Unless it's in one of the common areas, then that's a little bit different. Maybe I'm not exactly sure on that at all.
What's identified as common area other than the pool? I'm assuming the entrance, the little aisle of the entrance. I'm sorry, I have a new resident here. So I don't know what else is considered a common area.
I don't know what's on the website, right?
Might be also common area?
Pretty sure. Yeah, you can tell them that.
Lou, I'm pretty sure if you check our website, HemingwayCDD.com, we should have a map or two in there. If not, just reach out to me. My email...
color-coded map.
Yeah, we have a color-coded map on there. But I can always pass along my email to you, and I can send you directly if you need to.
That's fine.
Excellent.
Okay.
Back to the financials.
Yeah, I have a couple questions.
Go ahead.
When did the telephone service go up?
When did it go up?
Yeah, it's going to be $100 a month. Why is it $179.80?
Okay, no problem.
What page are you on?
Page one.
That's the internet. It's his internet telephone.
The Comcast internet and telephone?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's only supposed to be $100.
It's like 31 number.
Yeah, I found it. I have to pull the bill, and I don't know if I have it with me.
And also the work that was done by Ortiz Construction.
Ortiz is the handyman and electrician.
So we had to put conduit along the roof?
Do we have motion of this map, by any chance?
Hold on, we got two different conversations going on.
Can you repeat the question, Lou?
Is there a PDF version of this map? Is this a picture? So if I want
no,
to
there's
print
a PDF.
Zoom in or anything.
We'll email it to him if he can text me his email.
Lou,
on the chat.
I'm going to send you the chat.
Perfect.
Perfect. I don't have the actual invoice with me, but I'll mark it and we'll find out.
Okay. And two deadbolts.
Hey, when somebody else is talking besides Paul and Ben, we can't really hear whoever that is.
Yeah, I'll repeat it.
The thing close to them. Yeah. Thank you.
Mute yours for a second. Let me see if mine's a little. Let me make you the host. This is very frustrating. I don't know why it keeps picking me up. Everything is muted and all my speakers are turned off. Okay, so Russ was curious about a couple things on the check run, namely the Comcast bill. We'll have to look that up. I don't know what is entailed in the 179. The other one was Ortiz did some work. He wanted to know what it was.
A bunch of your doors got fixed that day. Your emergency exit door in the back, the restroom doors were having issues with the deadbolts. So that was the majority of the work. And one of the latches for the pump room was repaired as well.
Okay.
Yeah, the back gate to the pool, they kept frying and opening it.
Yeah, I noticed that it was broken.
Any other questions? With those notes, is there a motion to approve?
I make a motion to approve the finances.
I'll second.
Thanks, Carlos. All in favor?
Aye.
Very well. Brings us to supervisor requests. I know our chairman has sold his house and is moving out on us, but before he does that, do you want to introduce this as the vice chair?
Okay. A resolution of the Board of Supervisors of the Hemingway Point Community Development District recognizing the contributions and efforts of Anthony Pelicano during his years of service to the Hemingway Point Community Development District and the Hemingway Point community while serving as the chairman of the Board of Supervisors for the Hemingway Point Community Development District.
Thank you.
We make a motion to approve a certificate of achievement for our vice chairman.
Participation award?
Yes.
Carlos will approve.
All right, a motion from Carlos.
Second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Anthony, thank you, man, for all your doings in this and the HOA and the things you do for the community. Appreciate it.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
You will be missed for sure.
For sure.
I have no other items. Did you want to submit your resignation?
Yes, you can sign it.
I'll take care of it.
Yeah, you have the...
You can sign
did
one.
Did you print the email by
No, but I'll give you a blank form. You just sign it. It's easier.
So I just wanted to say it's been a pleasure, and it's been awesome working with all of you guys, past and present. We've gone through a lot and a lot of challenges from starting up to what it is now. I think it's been great. This is the only year, unfortunately, that we had to raise the budget a little bit, but we can't stay down forever. But we at least take some kind of accomplishment in working with everybody here to keep the budget down until this point. But unfortunately, it has to go up at some point. And I appreciate everybody's effort and help on all this. And good luck to everybody. I mean, it's been an awesome time working with everybody. All right, I appreciate it.
Because of quorum, there's no action to take. He's just submitting a written resignation. And then we will adjourn today's meeting. Is there a motion to adjourn?
I'll make a motion to adjourn the meeting.
Unless you had somebody you wanted to appoint before you resign.
We do have Lou, who is on the phone, who is willing to come to the board and help out. We have two vacancies now.
Need it.
So it is up to you guys. Do you want to vote on it now?
You have to submit an application.
It's up to the board.
It's up to you guys.
You can do it that way, you can put it on the next agenda, but you're going to have a quorum problem. Because not all of you are physically able to be here.
At the next meeting?
Well, it depends on the next meeting. I can try to make sure I'm there in person if we have to.
Okay, so if you want to put it on the next agenda and have Lou send in. So if Lou can hear me, if you could email us just... Yeah, info sheet, your interest in being on the board, we'll put it on the next agenda. Very well. And anybody else, you know, the board, you have two vacancies, so I don't see a line wrapped around the building too. John. All right, with that, thank you all. And is there a motion to adjourn?
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Is there a second?
I second.
I'll second.
Thank you, Carlos.
Thank
Thanks,
you,
Lou, for joining us.
Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you, ladies.